T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mike Tomlin, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peter, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We started the show with Graham Barton because Mel Kiper and Jerry Dulac both believe that'll be the Steelers' pick tonight. And that has been a big trend. That's been picking up steam, building momentum. Not just those two guys, but many others believe that the Steelers are in desperate need of a center, and they look at Barton as the best center prospect in the draft, even though he played left tackle at Duke the last 3 years. The second biggest move that I've seen on mock drafts in the last 24 hours is the Steelers taking Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, a wide receiver, and making that their next pick. Now,
who are the biggest names tossing that one out there?
Schrager's the big one from NFL Network.
Let me DM him about it and see if he can join the show later.
He follows 6,000 people, and you are one of the lucky few, so congratulations on all your social media success.
He's never responded to a DM either.
And he's never followed me.
Thomas, though.
Brian Thomas Jr. So let's just talk about wide receiver for a minute before we bring Pomp on, because we just talked to Mike Silver out in San Francisco, and he said at the moment the Steelers aren't talking to the 49ers, and at the moment he thinks the 49ers are going to make Brandon Ayuk play on that fifth-year option.
They'll just have an uncomfortable year together.
Yep.
Also, when he said the Steelers, so far as he understands it, not involved, you pressed him for more detail. He made it kind of seem to me, I don't know if you got the same impression, like they haven't really even pushed the ball down the field very far on that journey, like that you'd have to go on. That it can ramp up quick, but they really haven't done
much. Well, they hold cards, because if he can play in the fifth-year option, then they can franchise tag him next year too.
Mm-hmm.
And then by then, he's closer to his late 20s, and we'll cut him loose into free agency and have used up his best years.
Well, I mean, specifically, he said the Steelers haven't been a team that's, like, pushed the Niners very hard.
Oh, but
this.
I'm saying I don't think the 49ers are, like, pushing really hard
clearly,
to sign him to an extension either.
Yeah, clearly they don't think they're going to get nudged around by him. They think that, hey, play and then leave.
Because they're in win-now mode, he said.
I thought that was an interesting answer, too. Like, how would you view your wide receivers? If you're actually trying to win the Super Bowl this year, then sure, trade for him. But if you're on a long-term plan, then probably don't trade for him.
So if right now the Ayuk thing is temporarily off the table, let's just go with that for now.
We're
just going with the latest information we have that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
What do you want the Steelers to do at wide receiver this week? Because Kabali on the morning show said he thinks it's 50-50 they make a trade of some kind. Either moving around the draft
or
to take a wide
a
receiver or take a or draft a player or trade for a player. Yeah.
I would rather see them draft a guy, not because I think that they have some illustrious history of drafting the right player at that position. They have a good history, but not as good as people think. But it seems like a pretty deep draft flush with players at that position.
At 20?
No, not at 20.
51?
No, I think 84 is where I start with the sweet spot for that. 84 and 98 are where I still think you're going to have good players available who can step in and contribute right away.
So your
away.
Starting wide receivers next year are George Pickens and a third-round pick.
Yeah, I don't think that should be off the table for people. I don't think that should be like,
I'm not saying it should be off the table. I'm just asking, you're saying this is a plan you would execute.
That's the plan I would do. Yes, that's what I would do.
I still think that leaves you very thin there.
Again,
asking a third-round pick to be your second most productive receiver?
Well, if he's only going to get 30 targets a year in the Arthur Smith offense, that should be the perfect way.
Donnie, what would you do?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Mulsey was getting to it there, how in the Arthur Smith offense, we don't see that second wide receiver really go off. So I think if
But how does the first wide receiver go off if there's no other threats in the offense? How do you get him a ball when he's double-teamed?
It worked in the other offenses that Arthur Smith ran.
But it didn't work here with Pickens last year getting double-teamed while Deontay was out.
How much of that was not even about Deontay being out, but then
combination
just,
for sure.
I can't tell you that it was all because Deontay was out.
I know. I agree with that, but I think it was a factor.
I mean,
for
everything
sure.
was bad last year. The coordinator was bad. The quarterback play was bad until the final 3 weeks.
Right, but you're a guy that's been a proponent of the Ayuk trade. Obviously, the way that Smith's offense has looked in previous stops has not deterred you from saying pair Ayuk with Pickens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the player himself, and I said yesterday that I would do a first-round pick back to San Francisco for Ayuk before a third-round pick back to Denver for Cortland Sutton.
I actually talked to somebody in Denver about Sutton today. I'll let you finish your thought in a second, but I don't want to forget this. He said he thinks Sutton could be head actually for the Steelers' fourth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And this was his thumbnail on Sutton. Basically makes a ton of contested catches, 10 touchdowns last year, because he can't get open.
I was just going to say, somebody sent us a joke saying Pickens and Sutton trying to get separation, and it was a picture of the total eclipse.
And he also said, and this is way more of an issue, he wants another contract.
Yeah, he wants more money.
He's got 2 years left on his deal, and for the Steelers?
He's going to hold out, basically.
A non-quarterback who... Antonio Brown's like the only other guy who's not a quarterback with multiple years left on his contract. They said, okay, we'll float you more money just to keep you happy. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that for Cortland Sutton. That makes, for me, that makes him untradeable.
Something else I don't really love about that, I mean, if the fourth round pick is what was thrown out there, that would leave them, now they could always wheel and deal. We know Omar will. They would go from pick 98 in the third round all the way to pick 178 in round six. If they made that move.
And they'd only have five picks at that point.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to do that for that for those reasons.
All right, so Donnie, finish your plan then. So what would you do then?
I mean, I would just go the draft route. I mean, I think they're going to draft two receivers like they did a couple of years ago. I don't know if they'll necessarily be high.
George Pickens and Calvin Austin.
Like 51 could obviously be a spot where they do it, but if they went center tackle or any combo of that in rounds one and two, and then went wide receiver, boom, boom, at 84 and 98, I don't think it's a horrible idea.
So where would you want, your preference, do you want a wide receiver at 20?
No.
Do you want a wide receiver at 51?
No, unless there's just some guy that's glaringly
McConkey falls to 51.
Is that somebody like that, George's wide receiver?
Yeah, like somebody who should probably have gone in the first round, okay, or like the first 30.
So you and Mulsey are pretty much lockstep on this.
Yeah, like 84 is the sweet spot, probably.
I would take Thomas over Barton if they're both there. I would do that because I think there's a better chance of Thomas being
a big-time impact player.
A really good player to great player, and I'll try to either get my Zach Frazier with the 51st pick and moving up to get him, or I'll draft a guy and sign Connor Williams.
Strict positional value standpoint, it's better to take Thomas.
Thomas, have you guys watched his highlights?
He's physically a freak.
He's big.
And he's super fast.
He goes up and he runs away from people,
yeah,
too.
He's super fast.
He had the most touchdowns in college football last year, 17, since when Devontae Smith won the Heisman Trophy at Alabama.
No, he's a monster, dude.
Like he's been compared. This is why, and this is not by just, LSU honks. He's been compared to T. Higgins and Julio Jones.
That's it?
I mean, if you're telling me there's a guy available at 20 who's some hybrid of those two players and I have a glaring need at wide receiver, I want him.
He's projectable, but...
And productive. I mean, it's not like, well, he only caught four. It's not like Darnell Washington. He didn't catch a lot of balls in college, but we think we can make him into that guy.
I think he's enough of an unsure thing that nobody that I've seen has him ranked ahead of Neighbors, his teammate, even though he's got better physical tools
because
than
set
Neighbors.
Every record at LSU.
I understand that, but I think if people really felt like this guy was a true – he's going to explode as a pro. There'd be a couple people bold enough to put him at
Neighbors. Well, I'd say this. Jefferson went in the 20s at LSU. He was not a top 5 or top 10
No,
pick.
I know that. I would agree with you. I think that he would be a better pick than Barton. Where here's my sweet spot kind of guys, and I'm going strictly off Brugler, so if anyone's listening saying, oh, I heard that guy's been mocked a lot higher. Here are his, like...
The Brug!
Here are his guys, because it's
the
nice
beast.
It's nice and easy to read. The
Dane
Beast.
Dane Brugler. It sounds like a fake name, but he does a great job with the stuff every year. It's
Bane
very Drugler. Comprehensive.
Here are the guys that I have identified that I think would be good picks. Corley, I still like if he slides to 84. It's a Deebo Samuel Jr., but I kind of like that. I'm not out on Pearsall either, and guys like Roman Wilson, but I'm looking a little later. Corley, Leggett from South Carolina, who honestly, you know what he reminds me of? Poor man's Brian Thomas. Pretty big guy, not quite as fast, not quite as crazy hands. He's older.
We heard a weird pronunciation on his name today when we were watching NFL
what
Network,
was it?
Didn't we?
Legate?
It was something like that.
Was it like
Donnie
a French thing?
Like, what the
they
hell
like
is
held
that?
Out like the first part of his name a lot longer.
And then here's the other couple, Tez Walker. And then I think Jalen, you know who I'm a sucker for is Jalen McMillan from Washington.
I was waiting for you to say Jerry Rice's kid.
He was in my very chaotic PFF mock today where Cooper DeGene fell to the 20th pick and I had to take him and people got big mad.
Do we think that they have any fear in that building of what George Pickens' reaction would be if they took Brian Thomas Jr.
No.
at 20? That's a serious question.
I don't think that they
I
would have fears.
So.
I think the only fears that they would have about Pickens' reaction, not that I think you should react to those fears, is if they traded for Ayuk specifically. But if they take a draft eligible, a drafted player, even if it's a first round pick graded guy and they take him at 20, Pickens just feels like, all right, it's me and this guy and we're gonna cook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Waiting for Bob Papiani to join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is draft day. It's also a total request Thursday. You name the 5:30 topic, your choices, the Pirates and Brewers, which is no longer looking good.
Ugh.
Brandon Ayuk, Steelers draft targets, NFL draft rumors. Steelers draft targets right now.
Cruising. At the moment. Brandon Ayuk kind of wouldn't have been a good one to talk about because we just had the great Michael Silver on who said, doesn't think he's going to get moved. Steelers, even if he does, don't appear to be in play.
We'll see if we get new tremendous information between now and the end of the show that might change that.
You say, I can't decide if you're saying that like you expected or you hope for it.
Another poll question today. Which draft show will you watch tonight? You see, I didn't put listen in there because there's only one place to listen to it, and that's here with Donnie starting at 6. Four options, because there are four options tonight. ESPN, ABC with Nick Saban and their College Game Day guys like Herb Street and the gang, NFL Network, Rich Eisen, and then Pat McAfee with Bill Belichick.
Mulsey has his order.
44% saying ESPN. Next up, McAfee with Belichick, 29%. Dead last, Nick Saban in the ABC group at 8. With
Rich, quit asking me to rank these players. I'm not going to do it.
With Reese Davis and all their college guys, you know, who Pat, watched all these players last year.
You know, Pat, I think this guard out of Tennessee, Chattanooga, has first round written all over.
I'll be watching ESPN.
I'm an NFL Network guy.
Because I'll be getting the Kuiper. Just set me up with a Kuiper IV and just inject it into my veins.
Here's my problem. I can't tolerate Greenberg in that role. Just so smarmy about everything.
If
like
Greenberg
Jets
got
related,
the flu and they had to...
Who would they even bring in? SVP?
Police escort
in?
Chris Berman in to do the ESPN draft.
I mean, ESPN.
You're back to ESPN
in
that situation?
I don't even care if Berman would be just reading off names he hadn't even paid attention to because he didn't think he'd be doing it. I'd be in. Greenberg, I find him unbelievably grating, which I think is kind of his bit. Like, he wants people to think he's that. I'm the nerdy guy who kind of annoys you, who's a huge Jets fan. He does it way too well. It's like on the show Friends. You're supposed to kind of think Ross is this annoying little, like, loser type guy. Well, he played that character perfectly.
I think what's going to end up happening is I'll be downstairs in the man cave, which I'm fine with, and Amanda will be upstairs watching the McAfee broadcast.
I'm not gonna talk crap here. McAfee and those guys, I think, would be a lot of fun just doing like general goofy reaction to stuff. But I think Bill is gonna flop with them.
What if Belichick tries to
get in on the hijinks? Or,
yes, he's a chameleon who adapts to what they're doing, and he gets in.
I'll tell you
to
what
the
I'll
Tom
do.
Tomfoolery and frivolity.
Is he gonna be
like
on?
That?
Is he gonna be like on set with them or appearing via whatever?
Do not know.
Okay, if I found out Belichick was on set and he showed up wearing a tank top, he's like hairy and gross and all that, I think I'd watch. If Belichick's first analysis, they say, all right, Caleb Williams, we all knew it was going to be the pick, Bill, but what do you think? And Belichick just went, Pat, I think he's a dog. I would sit there. I'd watch. If Belichick played totally against type here.
He gives Boston Connor the first take on the Patriots' decision at number
three. That was
three
so funny about the graphic that they sent out today. Of the show. It's like a V-shaped show where they have, obviously, either, I think McAfee's in the very front, and then all the supporting actors are lining up behind him.
Yeah.
Or maybe Belichick's in the front and everybody's around him. But here's Bill Belichick, the coach with the most Super Bowls ever, and he's in a lineup of characters with a guy named Boston Connor who has a mullet and wears T-shirts with coyotes.
I do like the coyote T-shirts. Those are good.
And cats on them.
Like, very novelty. A guy named Tone Diggs.
And then Tone in his cowboy hat. And it's like, this is what Bill... What has happened to Bill Belichick?
I'll tell you what's happened. How much money is he making?
What a
fault.
He's at...
7 figures.
100%.
7 figures to do this stuff.
I would bet... I heard a story
I heard he's making, like, several million dollars in media this year.
Just the show?
Just in media generally.
I heard a rumor that Chuck Knoll, to cover Super Bowl 30 for KDKA, they sent him out there. They flew him out there for the whole week in Tempe.
Mm-hmm.
Got 6 figures.
Oh, easy.
From a local
that.
TV station.
Dude, that
to
was.
To do a week's worth of draft coverage.
That was back in the day.
In 2024, what is Bill Belichick getting to do one night of the draft? He's getting paid by McAfee, just like he paid Rodgers.
$3 to $4 million.
No.
$1.5 million.
I don't think he's making that much.
I think he's making $1 million. That was back in the day when they did that with Chuck Knoll, where like you could be the like almost the weekend
dude,
anchor.
Dude, a million. There are position Bitcoin. Coaches on the Steelers who will make less money than Belichick to do McAfee's show for one night.
Well, that's appropriate.
Tom Arth, their quarterback's coach, will probably make less
money. That's appropriate, though, because
than
if,
what Belichick will make to... You know, get Boston Connor's opinion on the Patriots' third overall
if
pick.
If Tomlin just said, like, you know what, scrap this, and said, I want to bring in Bill and let him run the defense, I'm taking hands off. You know what I think of Belichick. Brady made him more than anything else. If he was running the defense here, I'd happily see him paid $3, $4 million.
On a much smaller scale, don't you think that's how Jim Haslett is going to feel when he walks into the studio tonight and there's five other guys
there's
in here?
Paul
and
Zeiss.
One of them is Zeiss, who is... potentially vomiting bile into the trash can because he's so excited.
Somebody in the building told me they know.
And a guy
know,
who just goes by Donnie Football.
I think he'll like you, though, Donnie. What jersey are you wearing? PZ Jr.?
PZ Jr.
Like, what are we he'll paying like Jim Haslett? What
wings?
What made...
We got Archie's wings coming.
What
very
made
excited.
Jim Haslett, a former NFL head coach, say, I will come out of whatever cocoon I've been in where I've done no media work since my coaching days were done.
Mm-hmm.
What is making him come out of the abyss to do a draft show with Donnie and Adam Crowley tonight?
Doran's involved too.
I don't think Doran has a connection to Hazlitt, though.
No, I don't think he does. It's a great question. Somebody in the building, by the way, speaking of Zeiss and puking up bile, said, oh, I know multiple people that do that. I said, what?
That is weird.
Like, and said it like it was a little bit abnormal, but not as abnormal as I thought. I don't know. I think he's going to hit it off with Donnie. I really do. Hazlitt was a defensive guy. I think he's going to hit it off with Donnie. He's going to say, you look like you played O-line in high school.
I've never heard Hazlitt other than like coaches' interviews during games. If I could give him one piece of advice, please come in here and be critical. Did you hear what back to Schrager for the second time this hour? Schrager actually, and he doesn't do this, but did you hear what he said about draft coverage?
No.
Said way too positive. Who are we serving by not having
there's an irony.
Serious critiques of these players when they get drafted?
Fair enough.
Other than when Mel Kiper blew up on the Colts.
And yeah.
Bill almost Tobin. 30 years, well now 30 years ago, yeah.
I have a problem with that, with the messenger there. The message is correct. Schrager, I will say to his credit,
he's the chief offender of being overly positive.
Was a main character on a show that was, by design, overwhelmingly positive. In fact, I would argue on Good Morning Football, the guy who was always most likely to actually say something somewhat real or negative was Brandt. Because Schrager, it was, how
can
you...
Yeah, Brandt took some shots at...
Brandt took shots at Tomlin before.
At Tomlin.
But like Schrager, it was, how can you package this positive spin on whatever story is being talked about? Slots Boss, by the way, has sounded off, boys. I won't watch NFL Network with Rich Eisen, the Tomlin apologist.
He's projecting Dino Tomlin going to go with one of those 2 6-round picks.
I thought you were going to say with
latest mock draft.
The top three picks.
Donnie has some breaking news that he wants to share for us here before we get to the headline. He just tweeted some out.
Oh, the retweet from our pals at CTESPN. You mean that breaking news?
Yeah, what
news?
Are they reporting?
Antonio Brown's crew. Bronny James will take his name out of the NBA draft and further his college career at Duquesne.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's probably got something here, legit.
AB?
Yes. I think CTESPN has been right before.
Oh, God, baby.
I think that he's – I think – I will bet you $5 that he ends up
I'm waiting
Duquesne.
For, like, you know, Jerry DePaula or somebody locally.
So first – CTESPN yeah. was first with the story.
Yep.
Who would be the most likely beat guy in town on any beat to credit CTESPN?
Alan Saunders like puts it out like, yes, it's true. I've talked to Drew Joyce.
I think Batco, if there was a scoop that he found out from CTESPN, I think Batco would go, and CTESPN was first with the report.
All right, Donnie's mock draft of the day, the final one, the best one, the most accurate one. Being shared on the other side, who's it from, and who are the Steelers taking? We also just got big time by Pump. Were we supposed to call him?
No, he always calls us. I give him the hotline number, and he calls us.
Guys, I'm getting ready for the draft.
He doesn't even have like the I'm on the golf course with diarrhea excuse this time.
He said his phone like automatically blocks an unfamiliar number, which is what the station will pop up as. So,
how many unfamiliar numbers is he getting?
Well, wait
if his
a minute.
Phone
what if he saved
it?
The number
as
hotline
like a hotline
into his phone?
Yeah,
would
it's
block
called
it?
Fan Hotline. No, it wouldn't. It would come up Fan Hotline.
It could have been one of those times where he had his sound off too, and the phone didn't ding. That happened once.
Well, I was trying to promote Bob's Steelers draft prediction for hours today, and now we're just not going to get it. 30 means it's time for Donnie's mock draft of the day, the final edition. It's brought to you by the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Donnie, take it away.
All right, we're going with one of the heavy hitters today. Maybe not the heaviest of hitters, but one of the heavy hitters. One that
Rowdy Tellez.
Everybody knows. Well,
he
is
heavy. No, heavy hitter would imply
he
can actually
hit.
Yeah. Sorry, Donnie. Stepped all over you. I just can't. I can't resist.
By the way, I
getting
get
a couple, shots in against a guy who told us not to boo.
Stepping all over you guys both now. It looks like Ryan Clark is wearing the old Devin Bush draft suit on ESPN.
Oh without, yeah,
without the full because didn't Bush's have like the harness where there wasn't even like material there?
But it was that black and white.
No, Clark's looks better than Bush's did, though. I would say. Clark's, like, his suit today, I think I would prefer that to what Devin Bush wore.
Do you know where Devin Bush will be plying his trade next year?
The Cleveland. UFL?
Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
The Browns.
I am excited for that. I'm giddy for that.
You want to know,
is our buddy Ken going to have the Devin Bush show?
You know what's funny about
that?
We
almost had a Devin Bush
show. He was actually good with us in the offseason, like in COVID. We had him on once, and he seemed like pretty personable and pretty affable, and then it just all fell apart.
Yeah. That's when he started, like, laughing about or joking about cats getting killed.
I like the idea of Jalen Warren in the open field with Devin Bush trying to make the tackle.
I think little Kelvin Austin could even run his ass over. Hell, even little Austin Bechtel. All right, Donnie, what do you want?
Bechtel just lowers his shoulder and just destroys Devin Bush.
So this is the final mock draft from Daniel Jeremiah.
Ooh, he is a big heavy hitter.
Yeah, so we know him as at Move the Sticks on Twitter.
Malzi will be watching him on NFL Network tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's really good. I've always been a fan of his. So do you want to go straight to the Steelers?
As usual with these, I'd like to hear some interesting things that happened before them, your opinion that it's interesting, and then the Steelers.
Okay, so, I mean, it's the big quarterbacks right out of the gate. The Patriots go with May. They don't take McCarthy. He has McCarthy falling all the way out of the top 10. The Vikings wait for him at 11 and get him there.
I still wouldn't like it for the Vikings there. I am convinced he's going to be a bust.
But no trades inside. However, Joe Alt, not the first offensive lineman or offensive tackle off the board. That honor goes to J.C. Latham.
Number five, the Chargers will take him.
Number five to the Chargers.
Yep.
I think he's a polished product. If he somehow fell to the Steelers, I'd be ecstatic, even though you've heard me just touting Mims this whole time.
And there are actually three offensive linemen that go in the top 10. Because Latham goes at 5, Joe Alt goes at 7 to the Titans. That seems to be a pretty consensus pick. Fashanu, number 9 to the Bears.
So Odunsi's still out there. At this point, I think the Steelers would start to...
They'd make calls.
See if they could move up to get him.
I would agree with that.
The Jets immediately take him at number 10.
Goodbye.
Then we get another big fella off the board at 12. Now, here's a move made by the team across the state. He has the Eagles jumping up to 12, taking another offensive lineman, Fuaga, off the board at 12.
Wouldn't that automatically just convince you Fuaga was going to be an animal?
Yes.
They're kind of in Patriots territory with roster building. I think Roseman does it better than just about anybody. I really do.
Can he play guard?
He can play right tackle or guard.
Fuaga. Maybe he plays guard and they make Dickerson a center?
Here's the thought.
They're almost the opposite of what we've fallen into with the Steelers. Like, they will pick guys who just played center and put them at guard. Like, Dickerson has become a great guard. Coming out, he was a center. That Cam Jurgens guy, I think he's going
to fill
in.
They did stuff like this not because they needed to. They wanted to because they already had great players at those positions. We're doing this because we have Nate Herbig at center right now.
My presumption is if they were to take Fuaga, they would say Lane Johnson's getting long in the tooth. We're going to bump Dickerson.
He looks like Dracula right now. Saber tooth.
Fangs, baby. You'd have Dickerson bump over to play center now because Kelsey's done. You slide Fuaga in to play guard for a year. You know he can play right tackle because he did it all through college. If you get one more year out of Lane Johnson, guess who's your right tackle next year? And then you just find another guard.
All right, so fast forward to 20 for us.
Well, there was another lineman that went a few picks later. Fautanu went 14 to the Saints since Fashanu off the board. Mims went 19. The Commanders traded back in and took Mims one pick before the Steelers.
Ugh.
So the Steelers do take a tackle, but really the only one we have not talked about this entire time.
Guyton.
Tyler Guyton.
Played right tackle at Oklahoma, didn't give up a sack last year, doesn't have a ton of experience playing right tackle, doesn't really have a lot of starts. He was hurt last year, too. I think he only played 9 games. At one point, he was a tight end at TCU.
Here's my problem. I don't know. I don't know what guy this was last year for me. Looking at
that would
like,
be a very block
picks.
Pick for me. If
that's
that
what
happened.
Who was the guy for Anton Harrison from Oklahoma last year?
Yeah, both Oklahoma guys.
It would feel the same way to me when they were getting rumored to be, oh, they might take Anton Harrison. And I don't think that ever picked up a ton of first round steam. I was like, God, I have no real reason to feel this way, but that would just be such an absolute deflating.
So
pick.
Jeremiah's got him taken Guyton with all the center, like with Barton still on the board? Man,
Barton goes all the way to 24. Yeah, I mean, I would feel like in that case, it's absolutely Barton. Like all
I'd take Jared Barton before I'd take Tyler Guyton.
I think Big JB could get the job done.
Jared Barton is Pompiani's producer at Channel 2. We should have called JB.
I thought about texting him,
say,
like,
hey, tell Pomp to call us, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.